From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. ISIS, has it peaked? The U.S. military says an Islamic State leader with direct links to the alleged ringleader of last month's terrorist attacks in Paris was killed in a coalition strike in Syria. Colonel Steve Warren says that Sharafi al-Muadain was killed on Christmas Eve.
He was a Syrian-based ISIL member with a direct link to Abdel Hamid Aboud, the Paris attack cell leader.
ISIS recruitment the world over is a problem, but particularly in Europe. VOA's Victor Beatty spoke with Abdelkader Sino. He's an Indiana University regional analyst.
Those people would not have been susceptible to be recruited by IS if they did not feel alienated in their own countries. So Europe has a big problem.
How can they address it?
What they're doing right now is the opposite of what they need to do. What they're doing right now is to increase policing, intrusive policing, into Muslim areas, into mosques, into institutions, when in fact they need to help those youth integrate, to become part of society. It's a long-term process, but that's the only way to go in Europe.
So has ISIS peaked?
It has already peaked, but however, it still has the ability to fight and to retaliate. All this may accelerate, and it may reach its demise in the next 2 years. On the other hand, a lot can happen over time. The Iraqi army is not ready yet. Now that they occupied Ramadi, they have cut the supply lines to Fallujah. But Mosul is a larger city. They have enough forces probably still to defend it. If for some reason they panic and people start to desert, then everything would get accelerated and then they would be defeated much more quickly.
This is VOA News.